talk about somebody that's on the go, and I really mean on the go, from motivational speaking, of course, a veteran, thank you for your service, a Rotarian. I'm talking T. Shane Johnson is in the house with us to talk about... Talk about your next challenge, the why behind what you're doing, and I believe you're going to start this next adventure on September 11th.
Yes, ma'am. You
so,
got it.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so tell us, what's going on? What are you doing now?
Oh, I don't know if our segment's long enough. it's all kinds of stuff. I think probably the best way to say it is it's really a speaking tour that incorporates a 1,100-mile run with a 100-pound pack and breaking a couple of records. But the key point to it really comes down is, you know, is the Rotarian part, service before self, giving back to our community, making sure that we push out leadership values and family values. And that's our message this year. It's my fourth year doing this. About 7,000 miles in total over the last 4 years. And this one is kind of really, it came to fruition because of all the experiences over the last 3 years between dealing with the homeless population and teen homelessness and veteran homelessness and all the things that we have in our country that that need to be addressed. So this year kind of really says, okay, well, those are problems that we have that we can't fix overnight. And the best way I felt to do it was to start at the source, which is go back to people and talk about, you know, leadership and family values, you know, bringing back dad the hero and family dinners and breakfasts and time with our daughters. And I say daughters because I have a daughter. I can't speak for having a son and being a mom. But and that's really what this is about, and sending that message out. So that's what I'm hoping to do. The bait and switch is just that you want to hear about how I'm going to run and carry 100 pounds. And then I get you with the family values and leadership.
Well, I whatever it takes.
Yeah,
you got
so
it.
True.
Right.
To bring the message to, it doesn't have to be complicated, but you have to have the attention and you have to bring it down to those family values. Of course, as you've done this, you have a heart for a lot of good causes. What is going to be your cause this year that you run for?
Yeah, so this year, we're, you know, as far as when it comes to what we're raising funds for is the Gary Sinise Foundation. So we're raising it for the RISE program. They build smart homes for severely wounded veterans. So that's our main initiative as far as what we're raising monetary funds for. Our objective and real goal, again, is just getting out there to the community and inspiring people that, you know, America is the greatest country that ever existed, right? It's just amazing. I don't think we get told that enough. I think we're always told of all the things that are wrong. And, you know, if it takes carrying a 100-pound pack, if it takes breaking world records, if it takes 22 miles a day, whatever it takes to let people know that, and this place is pretty awesome. We can do a lot of great things, and we can continue to do that. And leadership sometimes is doing, not really telling. So I think that's our biggest message for that.
T. Shane Johnson will set out from Ground Zero, which is 9/11, this coming Wednesday, and you'll go on a 3-month trek, right?
Yes, sir.
Stepping down all the way through the East Coast down to Florida, and stopping along the way. Do you hope to stop at like City Hall locations, community parks? How can folks hear your message? And when they do, do you want them to walk with you? Do you want them to bring you food? What kind of describe what that trek is going to look like for 3 months?
Yeah, so it's interesting how this tour really kind of panned out. So it's 36 venues in total that we have throughout the East Coast, and most of them are closed events. So we have where, you know, we start at 9/11. I'm speaking to the NYPD, the FDNY, and the Port Authority, inspiring, hopefully some leadership with them. You know, there's a lot of suicide rates really high with them right now. So, you know, hopefully we're getting in there to instill that message to help them say, listen, they're important, they're somebody, and they're the backbone of this community. We have other events at Independence Hall, the Capitol. I speak to a lot of political figures, and again, not in a message of politics, but again, leadership. We have we're in Norfolk, and we're on aircraft carrier there in front of 3,200 sailors, which would be great as a Marine's telling a bunch of sailors what to do. So I'm excited about that. It'll be like being on an Uber with a whole bunch of Uber drivers. So we're really excited about that. We have VFWs. Shelters, churches. I mean, it's really a diverse group that we're going to be speaking to along the way.
I'm just amazed at how you organized all of this. I mean, how did you come together? You're raising money. You've raised tons of money over the past 4 years. Is that correct? And you can't do that without sponsors, without communication, without designated place where you are going to be stopping so that you do have the people there to hear this powerful message. How did you orchestrate all of that?
Yeah, I mean, I just stood on the shoulders of giants. I didn't do anything. I mean, I just run and speak. I have a team that really helped out. You know, we had U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina that got behind us on a lot of the events that we're doing. The Rotary of Lake Buena Vista, who's the hosting Rotary of that, played a big part of it. But I mean, I really have to give most of it to my project manager, Diane Adcock. I mean, she's been the lead front, just putting in hours upon hours upon hours about, you know, putting this together. And everybody's been very open to it. I will tell you, it's been very odd. Every year, you know, there's always been challenges. This year, it's because of our message. It's just been very wide open. You know, I guess apparently it's something that needs to be heard. But I give it all to the team. I mean, my work will start here in a couple of days when I put the pack on, and I do the speaking portion. But it's been the team. I really haven't done too much.
T. Shane, all the folks that come through our doors here at the Palmetto, the broadcast house, especially businesses, always say that their employees are lacking soft skills. And so you're touching on where they start is really back at home, having those family meals. We are in a society now where we go, go, go. And as a family at night, it's easy just to watch television because that's your only time maybe to watch television or do something on your cell phone or an iPad. And to your point, I think people are hungry, no pun intended, for a message like this because it is how they grew up at some point in their life. And it really is the backbone of America and of most communities.
Well, so, you know, you give me chills having that because I'll tell you, you know, this isn't some sexy speaking tour that just, you know, we want to do as a speaker. You know, I mean, I run a couple of different businesses along the way and, you know, this is my passion. This is my love. And I do this for my daughter. I mean, my daughter is the most important person in my life. And when I say that, you know, not that other people don't exist, it's just that a father and a daughter's bond is something that's really inseparable. And, you know, after spending time, you know, I was homeless here in Charlotte for 2 years. I was homeless here in Charlotte for 2 years. So I owned a mortgage company in 2006. I'm a mortgage guy for 17 plus years.
So you should have a house.
Or at least help you get financing with one. What ended up happening is I was 26 years old. I had a very successful career prior to that, but what I considered successful at the time. And then 08 happened. So our industry dissipated. It just didn't exist. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I didn't understand the difference between being an entrepreneur and being a mortgage person. And I got my butt handed to me a little bit and I had to kind of start over. So, you know, long story short, it's part of my bio, but I ended up in Charlotte and was homeless for about 2 years living out of my car. Mm. And then I built three companies, did over $40 million a year in sales right off at the Dunkin' Donuts in Steel Creek in South Tryon.
There you go.
So I just went there the other day. I haven't been there since and it was kind of surprising.
It was like your office.
I was like, holy cow. And it was. Yeah, they saved my life. I told Dunkin', I was like, T. Shane runs on Dunkin'. Like, let's get that together. Yeah, you know, it saved my life with their free internet. So,
story.
Yeah, it's just been it's interesting. But to get back to your point, you know, the swipe before you wipe generation, right? Like
yes.
Everything has to do with the iPad or the phones. And I kind of leave it with this with what I say. So I do tons of speaking across the country to parents and to employees and to businesses and everything. And I say, you know, look, we all look for spiritual guidance in some way or form, in any kind of form, right? We can call it whatever we want to call it. But when we're having a bad day, you know, we as adults look for that. Well, children look to you for that, all right? So every time your child needs food, hunger, spiritual guidance, and they're empty, they need something, they wake up, they look up, they do everything, are you paying attention to your phone or are you paying attention to them, right? And I always say to them, you know, when your children are looking up at you, you should be looking down at them, paying attention, because that's what you would expect from the person that you look up to when you need that spiritual guidance. Mm-hmm. And would you pray to somebody that'd be too busy looking at their phone and not paying attention to what you need?
Boy, that brings it down to a perspective that you can understand and it resonates. You think about it in a different way when it's put like that.
Yeah. Do you have a time period when you will be through the Carolinas or coming through the Carolinas?
I will. Okay. So I'll be here October 15th. U.S. Mortgage and myself are putting together an event, and with Charlotte Running Company, I'm doing book signings at their store here. So fortunately, in the last 2 years, I wrote two number one best-selling books, And then this year, while we're in the middle of this tour, I'm finishing up my third book, Done by 2:30, which is really the basis of this whole project, which is a concept I created a long time ago, which is to do everything that you need to do before 2:30 to make it there to pick up the little ones from school.
I love
it. So the whole book talks about how to successfully be able to do that no matter what you do. We'll be here on October 15th. U.S. Mortgage putting together an event. We're going to be speaking to some real estate agents with the Done by 2:30 concept. And then after that, it's kind of open venue to anyone that wants to come along and be a part of it.
Do you have a website that we can go and find additional information and follow your journey?
Yeah, absolutely. So hikeacrossamerica.com is one of them. So you can go there. You can see our tour list. You can support us in any way that you want. T. Shane Inspires is my personal site. So you can go there. And again, it's got all the hike stuff and anything pertaining to me. And if you want to be an individual sponsor or you want to be part of the project, all you've got to do is text hike to 407-449-1384. And you can support us there as well, too.
And one last point before we got to go, because I know we got to go, Joel. But what's this Guinness Book World Record? Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so it's two of them. So in about 4 weeks from today, I will start the first one, which is going to be in front of 23,000 people at the ODU football game during the halftime, where I break the fastest 1 mile carrying a 100-pound pack in less than 15 minutes. Then after I do the, and then there's more. And after I do the 1,100 miles, when I finish up on the Space Coast, I attempt to break the fastest marathon carrying a 100-pound pack in less than 6.5 hours. After I've already done 1,100 miles. So
impressive.
Other than that, we're good
I
to
got
go.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Just a walk in the park for you.
Pun intended. Right?
That's true. T. Shane Johnson, sir, thank you so much. I mean, simply said, great advice. And thank you so much for what you did for our country and what you're doing for families and others today.
My pleasure. Thank you, sir.